Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. All week we've been talking with Anita Morjani, New York Times bestselling author of Dying to Be Me, and we bring the conversation to a close today talking about the myth of positivity, which is the 10th and final myth from her new book, What If This Is Heaven? How Our Cultural Myths Prevent Us from Experiencing Heaven on Earth. And I think you're going to really enjoy this one. So I guess one shouldn't have a favorite cultural myth, but I think my favorite cultural myth that you share is the idea that we must always be positive. And I my wife hates that so much. And I've sort of learned, and I did not get it because I like grew up within the myth. So, I mean, for me, it was like, yeah, be positive, woohoo. And I finally started to see how annoying it was. When people would try to take things that I was experiencing, and I recognized I was just experiencing my own thinking. I was lost in my head, but I didn't really need to pretend that actually the more I pretended, the more pretentious it felt. The more I pretended, the less like me I felt. And then when I read what you wrote about it, I thought it was brilliant. So again, I'm going to read just a little bit from this section. So when my cancer showed up, I really could not understand how that could happen when I had always been such a positive person. I believed that my thoughts must have created the cancer, and so I would fear my thoughts. And then I also feared the fear of my thoughts. I was drowning in a never-ending whirlpool of fear. But in the near-death experience, I realized that the key wasn't being positive. It was being myself. I didn't need to eradicate all negative thoughts. I needed only to love myself for who I am, not for who others wanted me to be. If only I had known that truth, I would never have feared my thoughts, because I would have realized that my thoughts are part of who I am. Denying my negative emotions and believing that this negativity was wrong only exacerbated my problems. I could have written that except for the bit about the near-death experience.
Yes, you absolutely could have written that, including the near-death experience. But yes, see, you get it. You know, that's, yeah, exactly. And people, when they read it, they feel, yeah, that's me. I get that. And really, I felt I had to write that. I had to write that because I get people writing to me all the time saying, I've always been such a positive person. Why did I still get cancer? You know, and this is the thing. This is exactly what I felt, because I truly believed that our thoughts is what brings on our illnesses and so on. And what that happens also, what happens as well, is when we believe that we have to be positive, is that we don't allow ourselves to have an authentic experience. We don't allow ourselves to truly feel what we are feeling. We bury them, we deny them, and we put on this veneer of positivity. And, you know, and I think we've become a culture of people that do that. That's really what I wanted to address.
I mean, there's a quote that I put at the beginning of the Inside Out Revolution from Sid Banks, which was that if the only thing people learned was not to be afraid of their own experience, that alone would change the world.
Yeah.
And it really seems to me that you know, what you talk about in What If This Is Heaven, and particularly in this section about, you know, debunking the myth that we must always be positive, is just pointing to that. It's like, it's just experience. It's just fear. It's just upset. It's just grief. It hurts like hell when you're in it, and then it's fine.
And then it's fine. Exactly. And I think what I really want people to know is that when you are experiencing these things, when you are experiencing negative emotions, it's part of being human. Stop judging yourself for experiencing those emotions. Stop believing that there must be something wrong with you. Stop believing that you have to cover it up with a veneer of positivity. Just experience it. Just experience it. Be who you are.
It's funny that that's a radical message. Right? It's like be who you are. How dare you? But I mean, it's true. It's like, it's so simple and yet it's so profound that actually the more we are who we are with all our crazy and all our beauty, the richer life is.
Yes, and the more we allow ourselves to be who we are, the more we accept others, the less judgmental we are towards others. Because when we ourselves are not allowing our expression, the reason we don't allow it is because we're judging there to be something wrong. Like, for example, if I believe that, oh, when I reach a particular age, I can't dress a certain way. And this is my belief. And even though I want to wear these colorful clothes, but I think, no, I have to dress age appropriate. And so I constrain myself to dress age appropriate. So the minute I see somebody else who's my age, who is free, who's dressing the way they want to, I will judge them as, oh, how inappropriate for their age. It truly makes us more judgmental of others when we don't allow our full authenticity to shine.
Well, in the spirit of full disclosure, I am sitting here in shorts and a Mickey Mouse t-shirt. So, you know, do with that what you will. But I think what's funny is like I remember giving up positivity because I was bad at it and life getting so much better after. I went through this phase where I tried to be this perfect person and I used a rebounder and I ate alfalfa sprouts and I did meditations and I visualized myself as amazing. And this, you know, one day I was working in this New Age bookshop in London and this guy came in, this male model named Tarek, and he looked at me, you look like hell. And like my whole facade crumbled and I went home and I ate pizza and I drank beer and I felt great. Like that was like this huge weight off my shoulders of trying to be some image of a perfect human. And I actually figured out being human's fine. Like being human with the divinity that comes with that. That's the whole package in one.
Yes, it is. It really is. And, you know, one of the things I realized is that I used to always really work at being spiritual. So I thought spirituality was something you work at and you attain and you have to do all the stuff exactly like what you're saying. And I always believed I'm not spiritual enough. I got to do more. I got to be more. I got to meditate more. Eat a certain way and so on. It was only when I died did I realize that, oh my gosh, we are already spiritual. We can't not be. It's who we are. You just can't not be spiritual. So it doesn't matter what you do, who you are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience.
Yeah. Well, my very spiritual, very human friend, Anita Morjani, thank you. Her new book is called What If This Is Heaven? How Our Cultural Myths Prevent Us from Experiencing Heaven on Earth. And it's been a little slice of heaven this week. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. I always enjoy your questions.
I don't know about you, but for me, the key line I took away from that one was the key is not being positive. It's being yourself. And I think that's a beautiful way for us to finish the week. You can learn more about Anita and her work at anitamorjani.com. You can order her new book, What If This Is Heaven? How Our Cultural Myths Prevent Us from Experiencing Heaven on Earth, at all good booksellers near you. And until next week, have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.